City of Coffs Harbour's current office site, which is down there at Castle Street, has been put forward to the New South Wales government as a potential site for the $55.1 million workplace hub for state government staff. You may remember this. They're looking for a site 6,900 square metres. $55.1 million has been set aside in the budget for the project. So basically, what they want is somewhere that they can house pretty much 26 existing New South Wales government offices and bring them to our region. We're talking probably almost 650 public servants, which is fantastic. I mean, let's not worry about the fact of where they're going to live, but it makes sense. It makes sense. The site had been previously proposed and then withdrawn by the City of Coffs Harbour in an expression of interest process, but it's been reinstated on the grounds that it represents an opportunity to boost the local economy and help activate the city centre. And look, I've, from the start, often said that I think we need to decide what we want to do. You look at Ipswich in Queensland, and essentially their CBD, they pretty much knocked it down, built sort of high-rise office space where they had government from Queensland move out there and decentralise. It brought people into the CBD. They had restaurants and cafes and things like that there, which they were using for, you know, lunches and work lunches, coffees, all that kind of thing. On the weekend, they would still be going there for dinner and stuff like that. And that was the kind of retail that they had in their CBD. And then because they found on weekends, they would go, apart from dinners, they'd be going elsewhere for leisure and stuff like that, whether it's the Gold Coast or, you know, out towards Springfield and Brisbane and places like that. So we're kind of, in a way, I see, in a similar position where you've got our CBD where we should be having, you know, office space and essentially hospitality. And then on the weekend, that comes alive as well with that. And then we've got the jetty as well. So develop that, get your restaurants and cafes and things down there as well. There's the green space and there's places for people to go on the weekends. What I did find interesting, though, is one of the councillors, Jonathan Castle, who, Jake, last night, he described, I guess, the situation in an interesting way. Have a listen to this.
And when I was giving some consideration to this, I guess what came to mind, and maybe you could assume this to be childish, but I remember playing Monopoly when I was quite young, and I don't know, there's something about maintaining assets, looking after that, and then and seeing how that can evolve over time.
So just so you know, folks, one of the people who you voted in as a councillor for the City of Coffs Harbour, who's helping make the decisions for you, is a guy called Jonathan Castle. And he now compares assets worth millions of dollars to when he was a child playing Monopoly.
That's really interesting, because when I was young and growing up and I'd play Jenga, I learned how to build buildings by playing that.
You could go and build some of them then. Brilliant.